Marjorie Taylor Greene calls to pull FDA approval of coronavirus vaccines ASAP by Hannah Knudsen on March 21, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, is calling on the FDA to pull approval of the coronavirus vaccines and remove them from the childhood vaccine schedule, citing links to permanent harm and deaths. FDA approval for COVID-19 vaccines needs to be pulled and they need taken off the childhood vaccine schedule ASAP, Greene began. COVID-19 vaccines are causing permanent harm and deaths. The Congresswoman noted she has been warning of this for quite some time but has been censored for expressing her concerns in the past. I've been saying this ever since they were created and my personal Twitter account was permanently banned for my outspoken stance against the vaccines until Elon Musk bought Twitter, changed it to X, and restored my account along with thousands of people who were censored and silenced, she said, concluding that the truth remains the same. COVID-19 vaccines should have never received approval and they've known the entire time how bad the side effects are and deaths caused by them. It's time to do the right thing, she added. Stop the COVID-19 vaccines. Coronavirus vaccines have been at the center of controversy since their introduction and have, indeed, been linked by some to conditions such as myocarditis. At the time, in September 2021, former President Joe Biden said, "This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you." He added that patience was wearing thin for unvaccinated Americans. And, despite his false claims, the coronavirus vaccine did not prevent transmission of the virus, nor did it prevent one from contracting it, either. In the summer of 2021, polls indicated nearly one-third of Americans believed officials were lying about vaccine safety. By January 2023, nearly half of Americans said it was at least somewhat likely that coronavirus vaccines had caused a significant number of unexplained deaths. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo was among those who led the way in bringing attention to the potential side effects of the vaccines, which caught little attention from mainstream outlets as the Biden administration attempted to force the jabs on millions upon millions of workers via Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. He also made it clear that the vaccine would not be added to the child immunization schedule in the Sunshine State due to unanswered questions and lingering concerns over vaccine safety. CDC and FDA continue to push COVID vaccines that are not backed by clinical evidence, but blind faith alone with zero regard for widespread immunity, Ladapo said in a 2023 update, advising against coronavirus booster shots for most people. The American people deserve the truth, but the Biden admin only wants to control your behavior, he concluded. The CDC's current childhood vaccine schedule lists one or more doses of the 2024 to 2025 coronavirus vaccine in the age bracket of 6 months to 15 months. It lists one or more doses 18 months through 18 years as well. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, has also called for the end of the coronavirus vaccines. FDA should immediately revoke approval of these shots, he said. President Donald Trump has since taken executive action to halt federal funding for schools mandating the coronavirus vaccine.